Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law. Welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm a best-selling author, an inspirational speaker, and the creator of Unique on the four different types of people so that you can learn how to treat people the way they want to be treated. In today's episode, we are unboxing the gift of failure. And this is with my good friend, Carlo Ople, someone who has mastered turning something so negative as inspiration into creating meaningful work. If you want to be a content creator or you want to learn how to diversify your efforts towards success, then this is for you. And if it's the first time you've listened to The Unique Life, tune in to our earlier episodes to get to know more about the four personality types which we have been discussing even now in this episode. So Carlo Ople, who is he? He is a content creator. He has more than 700,000 subscribers on YouTube, owns his own company, Unbox PH, and is the vice president of marketing in a major telco in the Philippines. Carlo is a hybrid of the influential rooster, the people person, and the dominant eagle, more of a task-oriented person. From as simple as describing himself, you will immediately notice how loving his job enters into the equation when he's making decisions and the emotions that come with it from being an influential rooster. Si Carlo, no? Isa siya sa mga tech guys when it was just starting to boom a decade ago. And isa siya sa mga, ano, yung mga early adopters. Yung hindi pa uso yung ganito, alam niya na yan. Bago maging uso, he moves on to another one. And ang galing lang, no? Kung paano mo nakikita kung ano yung mga trends, ano yung mga mangyayari. But before anything, can you tell us more about you, Carlo Ople?
Well, generally speaking, my career has always been in the world of digital. So parang I learned at an early age kasi that I wanted to, or an early part in my career, that I should always pursue stuff that makes me happy and that I love versus doing something that I don't like. So for example, my first job, I was actually a call center agent. So I was a call center agent sa People Support along Makati and Ayala Avenue. There's nothing wrong with the job. It's a nice job. It pays the bills. Yeah. It's always good to have a job versus not having any job. Para walang, para sa akin, walang karapatan mamuna at manlit ng tao na walang trabaho sa mga tao may trabaho, di ba? But I enjoyed it. It was fun. But also at the same time, I felt that it wouldn't be for me. So I decided to pursue stuff that would be closer to my heart. So at that time, it was gaming. So that propelled me to get a career in online games, no? So I was the brand manager for Ragnarok Online and several others popular online games in the mga 2004 to 2008, mga ganon. And then in Level Up, that's where I fell in love with digital. So I wanted to pursue career growth in the digital space. Kasi karamihan ng mga ginagawa ngayon sa digital marketing, ginagawa namin dati in a smaller microwave in the online gaming space.
In the next part of his answer, you will now notice how his dominant trait of making things happen and being brave in jumping to opportunities without much hesitation played a huge factor in his success. When the heart is in the right place, action takes place.
So, for example, Di ba ngayon may influencer marketing? Yung tipong kukuha ka na isang damakbak na influencers, magpo-post sila tungkol sa brand mo. Back then, ang tawag namin doon, guild leader marketing. So instead of targeting celebrities, we would target the most influential people in the game, which were guild leaders. O wine and dine namin yan, we would have events, we'd have them bring their guild mates or their clan mates over to us. Alam mo, we'll treat them in a different way, talagang VIP, so that they are able to build communities in our growing game. Tapos pagdating sa advertising naman, dati, ngayon, di ba, dami na, pwede ka na mag-advertise sa Facebook, pwede ka na mag-advertise sa YouTube. Back then, we were advertising on Yahoo Messenger, we were advertising on Friendster, or we were doing homepage takeovers on MSN. So, those were really the early days. And even e-commerce, ha? Kasi the first e-commerce that was, I think, significant in revenue came about because of Ragnarok Online and Run Online. Those are games, eh? And we sell virtual items. Diba? So you sell XP boosters. So we would do the weekly sales. We would do the mystery boxes. So literally lahat ng meron ngayon, nakita na namin before. And when I saw that that would be like the biggest space moving forward, that's where I leapt into that. So I worked in Friendster. I headed digital for TV5. I put up a digital agency. I sold the digital agency. Then I ended up, you know, landing where I am today, which is a telco. And apart from that, pursuing stuff din that I like, diba? Be it watches, shoes, or gadgets. As long as it makes me happy, if I can turn it into a business, I will. Parang ganon. So yun generally. Apart from that, I have 4 cats. They're also cute. I'm married to my wife of 10 years, the girlfriend ko for 10, so 20 years na kami magkasama.
Wow.
Yun, I'm a follower of Christ, of course. So yun, generally speaking, that's me.
In this next part, we will see a key component in success. Something I've been telling my listeners all this time. Failure. The importance of courage and failure as a way to grow and explore the things you love.
So, Carlo, pagdating sa career, no, ikaw, personally, you mentioned you just did things or maybe followed your passion. Pero dumating ka ba sa point na nakita mo mali, hindi naman sa mali, no, you're not going in the direction that you want to and you pivoted or you shifted? Ano yung mga papayo mo sa mga ano, mga young people ngayon na who always wants to follow their passion? Kasi pag content creator, di ba? Follow your passion, but pag walang followers, walang nangyayari, ano yung dapat mong gawin?
Siguro, I'll take a step back, no? With regards siguro to what I think about pursuing stuff that you like or that you love. I think initially kasi, you really, parang may phases kasi ang buhay, eh. Parang meron kang phase na sabihin natin na nasabihin natin when you're 20 to, I don't know, to your late 20s or early 30s, wala ka pa masyadong sabihin natin sobrang daming responsibilidad in life, I think you can afford to make a lot of mistakes. So parang, I think that should be the best time to explore what it is that you really want to do with your life, what it is that you really want to pursue in your career. Try as many things as possible and try to figure out what makes you happiest. Kasi at the end of the day, isa lang naman buhay natin, di ba? So parang after this, kasama natin si Jesus. Pero for now, as much as possible, you would want to live every day to the fullest. Na you don't dread going to the office. Na you don't dread having to work, di ba? So para sa akin, the early part of your career should be about trying to figure out what that is. So, ako, back then, when I was starting out, it was all that. I was experimenting, testing, pwede ba akong magka-career sa games? Pwede ba akong magka-career sa digital? Pwede ba akong magka-career sa ganito? Pwede ba akong magsulat? Pwede ba akong mag-YouTube? Parang ganon. Tas wala akong masyadong takot na pumalpak. Kasi para sa akin, maaga pa lang, tanggap ko na, napapalpak ako palagi. Diba?
Wow.
Parang, alam mo, yan ang advantage ng hindi magaling sa school. Kasi ang dami kong fail. Sa kakabagsak ko sa school, feeling ko tuloy, parang okay lang pala bumagsak, matututo ka naman eh. Wag kayong magbabagsak sa school ha.
Yung point ko lang. Appear muna. Sige, tuloy mo na.
Appear. Parang at an early age, na-normalize na sa akin na failure is part of life. So, because of that, hindi ako natakot mag-experiment at mag-try. So, kahit anong gusto ko, ito try ko talaga. As long as, alam mo yun, obvious na hindi ko ikakapahamak. Di ba? So parang, I want to get into a business in the middle of a pandemic. Game, pwede yan. Let's figure it out. I want to go into retail while everybody is fleeing retail, going e-commerce. Game, dahil feeling ko may paraan yan. I want to start, sabihin natin, an NFT company. Game, sige, kahit hindi ko gets, pag-aaralan ko yan. Or sabihin natin, I want to heavily invest in crypto. 5 years ago, even if walang may alam ko ano yung point niya, pero feeling ko, nung pinag-aralan ko yung technology, it makes sense. Sige, pasok tayo dyan. So parang, tanggap ko kasi na if it fails, okay lang.
Carlo's way of explaining his process and principles has shown the amount of experience he already has. He has explored, experimented, failed, succeeded, name it. This guy has the courage to make mistakes and the business sense to use what he has learned from them.
So yun, so generally siguro that's one of my defining values. Mm-hmm. Parang I'm okay to fail. Kasi as long as I know that I learn from it, I'm okay. Parang tanggap ko. And because of that, because I'm okay to keep on testing and experimenting, it leads me to things that I really like. Or it leads me to things na sobrang ganda pala ng success rate. Not that I think everything I did works, ha. Ang dami kong ginawa na pumalpak. Ang dami kong wrong decisions. Pero buti na lang, mas maraming naging successful. Parang ganoon, di ba? So disproportionate acceptance of failure. That's how I would call it.
Disproportionate acceptance of failure.
Oh, kasi sa ibang tao, sobrang takot pumalpak eh. Diba? Parang before they want to do something, they want to make sure it's perfect, that it's bottomed up neatly, that they've dotted all of their I's, crossed all of their T's. Pero if you're going to wait for that to happen, feeling ko kasi in the current time na sobrang fast-paced ang mundo, mapag-iiwanan ka talaga eh. So I'm more of parang try, refine, and then fail or succeed. Ganun lang. Tapos move on to the next.
Carlo Ople, being an influential rooster and a dominant eagle, can laugh at his failures and immediately go to the next course of action. A formula that has worked out for him in the long run.
When it comes to content creation, dahil nabanggit mo yung mga failures mo, Carlo, ano ba yung mga pinakamatitinding failures mo?
Marami. Hindi kasi I got into business when I was young. I didn't know how to manage money. I didn't have enough financial know-how. So long story short, that business was closed. I lost a lot of friends. It didn't work out. My reputation took a hit. But it's okay. Parang, okay, de, what's next? Bangon lang. Diba? I mean, life is long. One mistake should not define who I am. Diba? So parang yun yung thinking ko back then. So tingin ulit, what's next? Oy, parang, oy, pwede natin try itong call center. Parang daming tao dito. Ah. Subukan nga natin. Parang gano'n. Ganun lang. Tapos ang feeling ko pa ka, parang nung pagpasok ko sa call center, di ba mag-exam ka? Parang, ang dali na exam dito ha. Kaya to. Mga ganun. So parang, pwede ako mag-excel dito. Tapos nung nagsimula na ako mag-take ng calls, fun naman. Pero eventually, na-realize ko, gusto ko ba to forever? Hindi. Okay, what's next? Parang ganun. Hanap naman tayo iba. Uy, gaming. Gusto ko gawing career yan. Parang ganun. So ganun talaga siya. May pagkakitikiti ng slide.
Hi there, I'm Coach Laika Maravilla. Whether you're looking for a new opportunity, a new position, or a promotion, I'm here to help you land your dream job. Let me walk you through what you need to do before, during, and after your next job interview in the Get Hired podcast. Listen, learn, and get hired now.
As much as Carlo has seemed to fully figure it out, he has also admitted prone to jumping ship a little too often. A pretty common case for both influentials and dominants.
Ilang taong ka nag-call center? Hindi ko alam to, ah.
So, less than a year. I think early on, na-realize ko na while the job and the pay was okay, I wanted to pursue something na talagang was closer to my heart. And at that time, I was really an avid gamer. So I felt, pwede ba ako magka-career sa games? Siguro naman pwede, no? At least masaya ako. Araw-araw, excited ako. Sige, try natin. Parang ganun, di ba? So alam mo, it's that. Alam mo, favorite class ko. Kwento ko sa'yo. So when I was in college, the one lesson that really stuck to me, naalala ko pa yung professor ko, si Rui Azada. She's the wife now of Michael Palacios, who's a very good friend of mine. Yung lesson on philosophy on wonder, yung always having that sense of parang, wow, pwede yun na. Uy, wow, pwede natin testing yun na. Uy, wow, nakakaaliw yun na. Yung that sense of parang, uy, panalo yan ah. So parang feeling ko that lesson stuck so hard. Na, yung problema nga lang doon, every time may nakikita ko, uy, wow, iwan ako yung ginagawa ko. Uy, wow, doon tayo. Yun yung problema ko.
Influentials get energy from people. And most often than not, this personality type achieves success and solves problems through people too.
And I think you were able to rectify that dahil may team ka, may kasama ka. Yeah.
Doon pumasok yung lessons from corporate. Kasi ako, I'm still in corporate. So I've been in corporate for 16 years. So the lessons of working in giant companies, in small companies, in networks, in telcos, kakaiba yung lessons that you learn. Ah? Dealing with bosses upwards, dealing with your peer sidewards, managing teams. So ang natutunan ko in working in corporate is the value of replacing yourself and multiplying yourself. So when I say replacing yourself, anong ginagawa ko ngayon? Kanyari, ako yung social media manager ng negosyo ko. Replace myself. I'll hire someone. Or sabihin natin, ako yung nagsusulat ng copy. Palitan ko sarili ko, I'll hire someone. Parang as the business grows, it's that realization na you cannot do it alone. So when I discovered that skill of building teams and learning how to hire the right people and firing people if it doesn't work out, okay na, parang dun bumilis. Kasi parang because of that, biglang naging serial, parang business building bigla. Parang, uy, buhin natin to. Kunin natin siya, siya, takbo. O, gumagana na. Uy, may bagong bagay. Bahala na kay John. Yay! Parang gano'n. It's bago ulit ng bago. So, yun yung nangyayari sa akin ngayon. Para pag may naisip ako, I'll build it, I'll build teams, and then I'll almost 100%, I'll see something shiny again. And then I'll move on to that.
In this day and age, we are all content creators. Everything we do, we post. Many people have dreamed of vlogging and creating influence. And if you're one of them, here's a quick tip from Carlo on what he thinks we need to be reminded of when growing our channel or any passion project we have.
What should you not do when you're starting or trying to grow your YouTube channel?
To look at the numbers. Parang I think that's the... If you're just starting, as in talagang you're going to start from scratch, parang if you focus on the number of subscribers, you tend to lose your why. And you tend to focus more on how to game the platform so that you gain more followers, subscribers, watch time, and revenue. So in lieu of your mission, of whatever it is that you set out to do on YouTube, it becomes replaced by a hunger to grow your platform. Mm-hmm. I think your vision and mission should never be replaced by the desire to grow. If ever, your vision and mission should be self-fulfilling and should be powerful enough that it would allow for your platforms to grow naturally. Obviously, I'm not saying that you don't learn the basics of, sabihin natin, how to learn SEO on YouTube, how to properly tag, how to do your thumbnail, how to do your title. But those are those are basics and fundamentals. But at the end of the day, you should always go back to why you are doing it more than anything else. Kasi if you lose that as you go into a mad race for subscribers, ang mangyayari dyan, meron na baka, kanyari, yung nakikita nyo kadalasan ngayon, di ba yung iba, nag-fake na lang na nag-aaway sila, nag-fake na nandadaya yung isa, nagpa-prank ng kung ano-ano, just to be able to get views and, alam mo yun, the numbers. So para sa akin, yun ba yung reason why you went to the channel, to the platform in the first place? Lalong-lalo na, siguro Maricar, lalong-lalo na I feel na some people are called talaga to platforms like this for a purpose. Are called talaga for platforms like this for a reason. And I think everybody naman talaga is called to do stuff for a reason. But anyway, yung point ko, if alam mo na meron kang purpose, you should zero in on that. And the platform should just follow.
Among all other personalities, influential roosters care about what other people think. The number of likes, the volume of the claps, the attention, which can sometimes blind them from what truly matters. Carlo, on the other hand, didn't quit even when he was starting small.
Nahirapan ka ba initially? Kasi ikaw, I remember, no, maliit pa lang yung subscribers mo noon. Every day nagpo-post ka eh.
Kanyari, babalik ako. Ano yung mission, vision ko noon? Simple lang, dahil gusto ko na sapatos. Gusto ko mag-unbox ng sapatos araw-araw. Kasi yun lang yung goal ko. Parang gusto ko na maraming shoes. Bili lang ako ng bili na shoes. Unbox lang ako na unbox. para eventually it would pay for itself. As in, yun lang talaga, ganun lang kababaw, friend, ang pangarap ko sa buhay nung simula. As in, it wasn't complicated, it wasn't grandiose, it wasn't like a super deep reason. I just wanted to keep on unboxing shoes and taking a look at the latest shoes. So, yun yung nangyari. Araw-araw, unbox, di ba? Along the way, I learned the ins and outs of the platforms. Parang I learned how to monetize. I learned how to cross-platform, to monetize Facebook, to monetize YouTube. I learned how to do e-commerce. I learned how to do SEO for YouTube. Parang I picked up so many skills na eventually, nung medyo nagsasawa na ako sa kaka-unbox ng sapatos, the next thing that I felt was, siguro I should put up ano, a creator or a digital talent agency. I'll just manage YouTubers para pwede ko sila turuan. Dahil naisip ko siya, oh, gawin natin kagad. So, so literally, parang 3 days after I thought of it, nag-incorporate na kami, tumatawag na kami ng creators na pwede kong i-manage, yung mga kakilala ko na hindi marunong magpresyo, yung mga kakilala ko na hindi kaya mag-negotiate, hindi ko sabihin lang ng brand sa kanila, pwede ba ex-deal, bigyan ka namin ng telepono, vlog mo to? Parang, di, hindi kumita yung creator. Di ba yung mga ganon? So, yun, that actually gave birth to one of the companies that I'm part of, which is Unbox Creator Network.
The journey, something Carlo focuses on throughout our interview. He has always emphasized on the experience of discovery, learning, and adventure.
Kasi you'll discover it along the way. Alam mo, yun yung sinasabi ko, diba? Na it's an ongoing process. It's a never-ending journey. Ako, yun yung view ko eh. Siguro there are some people who know it at the very start. Ako, I'm not blessed to know like a deep sense of why for me nung simula. But trying to find it is such a beautiful journey na I wouldn't want to know what that is in the first place kagad. Parang had I known what I would be doing at such an early age, the OMG, 60 years, yun lang gagawin ko. Parang boring nun, di ba? So parang ang saya nung taking a look at different things, learning new things, meeting new people, making so many mistakes, and in the journey, you realize na parang it's the pursuit of that, which is actually even so much more fun than actually knowing what it is.
Did Carlo plan to be where he is now all along when he was starting? Here's his answer.
10 years ago, do you see yourself being where you are today?
Mm. No, definitely not. Siguro 10 years ago, I was thinking I'd be in politics. Diba? Yung mga ganun. Pero hindi talaga eh. No matter gustuhin ko, every time I think about it, parang nata-turn off ako eh. So, hindi talaga. Siguro when I'm 60, mga 60 to 70, yung the time na in your life na you're already settled, na you're comfortable, and all you wanna do is give back. Pero even then, alam mo, inisip ko yan eh. Sabihin natin kung 60, 70 na ako, or kahit 80, sana naman, madami na akong pera noon, no? Kasi, ang dami kong tinatayo yung negosyo. So, parang ako, instead of joining government, parang I'll just spend all my money, like, focusing on a cause that I'm passionate about versus getting into government, di ba? Tapos, boss ko pa, ang daming tao. Yun din yung natututunan ko siguro sa corporate, di ba? Managing upwards, sideways, downwards. And having a startup wherein you get to call the shots. So, actually, if you ask me, tama yung sinabi ni Ramon Ang eh, in a way, na parang demotion yung tumakbo ka for government. Diba? If you think, diba sinabi niya recently eh. Kasi parang ako, if ever I reach a level where I'm able to deploy so much capital, I'll deploy that capital towards things that I'm super passionate about, that I want to change, and nobody can stop me. Kasi I don't have a boss.
Carlo has worn many hats throughout his career. As one of the best content creators in the country, as a call center agent, and now as vice president in marketing of a telco, and still open to considering politics to give back later on. All of these jobs are very social and people-oriented, jobs that perfectly fit the influential rooster. Though he seems driven, wise, and determined now, we all started somewhere, including not-so-steady beginnings. There's a saying that all masters started as a disaster. Here's a look at the young Carlo Ople, which makes his transformation even more admirable.
When you were 17 to 21 years old, ano yung buhay nyo nun? Or ano yung preparation nyo for the future?
Flunking school? cutting classes, playing Counter-Strike in blue skies across Ateneo. Huwag niyo ako tularan ha, baka kasi gayahin ako ng mga tao, OMG. I think I failed the most in school. As in, siguro 80 to 90%. The biggest thing na sobrang panalo sa akin sa eskwela, nakilala ko si Mitch. Parang yun na yun. Eh, no? Pero hindi talaga, it wasn't really for me. I enjoyed some of the classes, but parang it just wasn't, it didn't light me up, it didn't get me excited. Parang at that point, I was raring to just experiment and try so many things, either in business or learn new skills or learn, alam mo yung different stuff. Tapos parang I found most of that parang rush or that adrenaline or that sabihin natin inspiration and motivation surprisingly in gaming, di ba? So, yun, na medyo na-addict ako sa Ragnarok. Hindi ako tularan ha. Baka lahat kayo biglang maging addict sa games. Pero I'm fortunate enough that it led me to a career in digital, that it led me to realizations na parang, oh, parang pwede pala to ha. Parang if I pursue something that I love, it can actually turn into something nice. Parang it was an entire journey leading to that particular point. But prior to that, 17 to 21, it was struggling, coping with school, trying to figure out, ito ba talaga ginagawa ko? Tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Bakit ba tamad na tamad ako mag-aral? Yung mga tipong ganun, huwag niyo ako tularan. Ulitin ko, huwag niyo akong tularan. So yun. Yun lang.
If you haven't grabbed a copy of my books, you can check them out on Shopee. Just type UNIQUE, that's YOUNIQUE, UNIQUE Publishing, and you will find my four books there, UNIQUE, UNIQUE Youth, and UNIQUELY in Love on the four personality types, and Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life, my book on behavioral finance. And this special promo is just for you, my podcast listeners. Chat us there that you discovered this promo here in my podcast, and you will get for every purchase of my book, a free UNIQUE mask worth 250 pesos. You can choose from the different personality type designs there and grab a copy today. This promo is available until supplies last. We asked some of our listeners if they had questions for Carlo. And here's one good question that greatly shows Carlo's flexibility and honor in the things he pursues.
Si Queenie, sabi niya, "Hi Sir Carlo, haven't had a chance to see you dati sa office premises. My question is how to manage time between being an employee and owning businesses." And this is one of the questions that I wanted to ask. How to manage risk sa mga business na pinapapasok niyo po? Salamat.
Well, I'll answer managing being an employee and running a business. Number one, you should learn kung ano yung pwedeng gawin in the company versus ano yung hindi pwedeng gawin in the company. So you should spend time reading up and asking about corporate governance, ano ba yung mga pwede mong gawin. In our case, we can do it as long as there's an approval and there's disclosure. So ako, I make it a point as much as possible to disclose anything and everything that I do outside of the work that I'm employed in. So parang it's honoring your job na parang you would want to let them know different stuff that's going on. Ngayon, if their policy is bawal talaga, eh wala kang magagawa. It's either you resign or you don't get into businesses. Kasi yun yung policy nila eh. So you should respect the policy. So it just so happens na in the company that I'm in, as long as you declare and you disclose and there's approval, you can pursue. Diba? As long as it does not compromise, sabihin natin, your performance in the workplace. So ako, I'm fortunate na kahit papano naman, if I just take a look at sabihin natin the evaluations I've had at work, na okay naman. So I'm able to balance it well. And I'm able to balance it well because I build teams. Siguro yun yung key. Yun talaga yung major learning ko eh, because I build teams. So when I started, Unbox Now has a team of around, I think around 10. Medyo madami na eh. Tapos yung creator network namin, we have around 7. Tapos we manage around 30 creators. Sa Project 721, I just hired a new person to lead product development. Tapos in another business that we're looking into, we're already starting to take a look at who are the team members that we want to put there. So building great teams allows you the flexibility to be in multiple places at the same time. Right. And now, because of digital, it's easy to coordinate and talk to everybody. Viber group lang yan. Ang dami mo nang pwedeng gawin. And at the same time, even in your main work, in your workplace, if you're able to build great teams, then you don't need to keep on Hindi naman kailangan English eh. Hindi mo naman kailangan palagi saluhin yung mga tao, di ba, that you're managing. Kasi if you hire good people, they should be able to do their jobs well, di ba? Minsan kasi, if you hire the wrong people, wala kang gagawin kundi mangsalo. So, siguro yun yung key learning ko doon. I'm able to do it because I build teams.
Building a good team, trusting them, and accelerating. Carlo further explains how he can make his business work for him while growing and learning with a major corporation.
And momentum din kasi. So siguro, as you're able to accumulate capital, as you're able to accumulate money, you can launch faster. Kasi dati, pag magla-launch ako, I have to do everything. Diba? From writing, to shooting videos, to editing, to coming up with a business plan, to coming up with a product, to selling, to meeting with people, to pitching. Pero eventually, as you build capital, like what I said earlier, you can replace yourself, right? So you can build mini startup teams na. The proof of concept, oy, kumikita na. Oy, it can pay for itself. So, sige, game, let's accelerate. Let's put more money. Let's put more capital. So, pag lumalaki na siya, oy, meron pang bago. Sige, punta naman tayo dito. Parang ganun. So siguro phases din. Initially, you'll have to do it yourself. Pero eventually, as the business grows, you can afford to start building teams. Parang gano'n.
Separating the personal to professional is also a key learning from Carlo's story. Keeping his why while still being able to explore new experiences and opportunities.
Yung video mo sa YouTube, di ba? Ikaw lang yun eh, no? For the longest time.
Oh, yeah. No? Hanggang ngayon. So, hanggang ngayon. Kasi yung businesses that I build, the one that I mentioned to you earlier, those are all different. Ano eh. So, I have a company that's focused on talent management. I have a business that's focused on content creation, which is Unbox.ph, Design.ph, several other websites that we're launching soon. Tapos yung nga yung e-commerce of creating merchandise, selling apparel, selling, sabi natin, bags, equipment, and stuff like that. Those are all manned by teams. Pero yung YouTube ko, therapy ko yan eh. So as in talagang, like what I mentioned earlier, di ba, what's your why? Ang why ko talaga sa channel na to, mag-enjoy at mag-distress at not care what people think or say or what the numbers tell me. It's a channel for me to just talk about stuff that I find interesting. Kaya it's never work. It never feels like work. Kasi parang naglalaro ka lang eh. Parang, uy, may bagong sapatos, shoot natin. Tapos upload natin, tapos share natin what we think. Or bagong laruan, or bagong relos, or bagong whatever, di ba? So it's therapy more than anything.
Throughout this interview, you'll notice how much Carlo talks about his small beginnings with pride and confidence. Every decision he has made played a big role in his next big move.
Start small and be big by not living beyond your means. That's what it basically means to start small. So if you're able to accept at an early, kaya nga alam mo, sobrang powerful skill yung wala kang paki. Yung wala kang paki sa ibang tao. Kasi kung wala kang paki sa ibang tao, hindi ka bibili ng Yeezy. Kung wala kang paki sa ibang tao, hindi ka bibili ng Jordan 1. Kung wala kang paki sa ibang tao, hindi ka bibili ng LV. Kung wala kang paki sa tao, hindi ka bibili ng mga bagay na hindi mo kailangan para mag-impress ng mga tao na hindi mo namang kilala. Di ba? So ang sarap nung feeling na wala kang paki. Napaka-selfish pakinggan, OMG. But it's such a powerful thing to have. And if wala kang paki, and ito, I learned this early, ah. Wala akong paki na Opley ako at political family ako dati. Pero nakatira lang ako sa napakaliit na studio na I was trying to just make ends meet na ang pagkain ko araw-araw, century tuna, tsaka pansit, tsaka itlog. Parang wala akong paki ano tingin ng mga pinsan ko sa akin. Wala akong paki kung ano tingin ng mga tito-tita ko sa akin. Parang hindi, dito yun eh. Ito lang yung afford ko at this time eh. Di ba? Wala akong paki na yung kotse ko sira-sira, na nanisisira sa gitna ng EDSA. Even when I was, alam mo yun, my career was starting to grow up and my money was starting to come in, I drove a really old Honda Accord na sumasayad kasi ang taba ko. Alam mo yun? Pero wala akong paki kasi fight lang. Kasi yun yung kotse ko at that time, yun lang yung afford ko eh. Second hand Accord na sira-sira. Tapos eventually, nakabili ako ng Ford na second-hand din, na sira-sira din. Pero wala ba akong paki? Di ba? So parang it's such an empowering thing. You're able to save so much more. And you're able to invest so much more if you realize na you don't have to care about what people think or say about you.
Facing failures and even welcoming them is hard. Carlo is great at failures, which makes him great at life. Failures are always bound to happen. no one is safe from them. Here's Carlos' advice in handling failures.
I'm amazed kung paano mo hinahandle yung mga failures and how you're able to bounce back.
May sagot ako dyan. So, actually, never ko nalaman kung ano yun until I watched a video of Gary Vaynerchuk and he explained something similar. Tapos nung sinabi niya yun, nagets ko, medyo ganun ako. So, to his point, I just learned early to not care about what people think of me. So, it's that simple. And parang I don't care. And this is very against Filipino. It's very un-Filipino. I don't care what my family thinks of me. Parang I care about them on a personal level. I care about them na I want to make sure that they're comfortable. But I have my dreams. I don't care if you think na hindi bagay sa akin to. Parang ganon. Mm. So I know that it sounds un-Filipino. Kasi di ba nga we're taught to do everything na yung parang textbook sundan mo, magtrabaho ka, mag-graduate ka, or you take on the family business or whatever. But those are the dreams of your parents. Di ba? Those are not your dreams. So ako, I learned early to not care. Parang I'm respectful. You're my mom, you're my dad, you're my lolo, you're my kuya, kayo yung mga kapatid ko. But this is my life. Di ba? So parang ayokong maging politiko. Ayokong sabihin natin na magtrabaho lang sa isang kumpanya at yun na lang gagawin ko, di na ako magne-negosyo. Ayokong, even when I was thinking of going to the call center, di ba? Parang some people in the family were thinking different things about it eh. Pero ako, gusto ko talaga eh. Tsaka hello, madami daw yung pera doon. Tsaka wala namang problema sa akin mag-night shift kasi nag-enjoy nga ako magpuyat. Di ba? So parang, parang in my head, lahat ng mga cons, yung nagpupuyat ka, gabi ka pumapasok, lahat yun sa mga tao, di ba, negative. Pero back then, para sa akin, enjoy na enjoy ako magpuyat. Enjoy na enjoy ako kumausap ng mga different types of people. Parang masaya naman siya sa akin. Wala pang traffic kasi gabi ka pumapasok, di ba? So parang, bakit yung ayaw? Parang ganun eh. Parang, ayaw, wala akong pakialam sa inyo. Gagawin ko yan. Parang ganun. It might sound controversial, especially to the younger people or to the more traditional people watching. But siguro the moment you stop caring what people think, the faster it is that you will discover what it is that you really want to do. Kasi if you're focused towards ano yung mga impressions ng mga tao sa'yo, kung ano yung thinking nila sa reputation mo, kung ano yung tingin nila sa achievements mo or lack of achievements, then you're always under a microscope and that pressure can be numbing. That pressure can be paralyzing. Versus, just stop caring, di ba? And just focusing on what it is that you feel that you're called to do, what it is that you feel that your mission is. So if you focus on those things, then I think you will discover a lot of things about yourself much faster than constantly questioning if what you're doing can gain approval of others. Parang ganon.
Remember, failure isn't a sign of defeat. It's a stepping stone to growth. If you are liking all these unique stories and unique learning, stay tuned for the next episode of The Unique Life. Again, this is Jason Law. Signing off, you are listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm looking forward also to some of your questions that we will be answering soon. See you. God bless. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.